So then you looked at c-myc and the Herceptin study.
Right. So original hypothesis was very naive one, that c-myc obviously is a prognostic factor, so and should not really influence Herceptin response per se. So we thought that we're going to have a prognostic factor. So even after Herceptin treatment, if c-myc is amplified, patient will still have poor prognosis, so they may be a candidate to give bevacizumab. The result was completely reversed, that it is actually c-myc amplified patient, which is about one-third of the population, HER2-positive population, that derived the maximum benefit from trastuzumab. And in fact, if you look at survival outcome, there seems to be almost no benefit in c-myc non-amplified patient.
How about relapse rate?
Relapse rate, there was still benefit in the c-myc non-amplified patient, but it was much more attenuated. So that if you look at the interaction between c-myc and degree of benefit from trastuzumab, is extremely strong p-value. So I wondered why c-myc turns out to be the predictor. And it actually turns out that I was fairly, you know, unknowledgeable about c-myc biology. It's actually amazing that my late friend Bob Dixon at Georgetown has been working on c-myc forever, and he's been begging me to look at c-myc for the past 15 years, and I always kind of ignored him, saying, oh, c-myc is just a prognostic factor, why look at it? As soon as I got the result, I was shocked. So then I began to read the literature about c-myc, and it turns out that it makes a lot of sense, that the c-myc is a transcriptional factor, and it regulates essentially a lot of genes, including cell proliferation, but also cell death. So it's kind of crazy that the same molecule regulates both cell proliferation and cell death. It turns out that it's almost like an inherent biological defense of the cells to have against cancer. So the genes that are important in the body are always dual regulators, many of these genes. So the c-myc is one of them, actually. By having this dual capability of inducing both proliferation and cell death, when this molecule becomes abnormal, so deregulated expression due to gene amplification or mutation or whatever, then the cells will go through cell death, so they cannot become cancer cells. So the only way that they can actually become cancer cells is when they get help from survival factors that inhibits apoptotic signal.
Like what?
So in my theory is that HER2 is the one of them. So in those cells that has gene amplification of both HER2 and c-myc, which is actually a very small subset of breast cancer, it's about 6% of total breast cancer, the HER2 is not the oncogene there. C-myc is the oncogene. What HER2 does is HER2 helps c-myc to become the oncogene by suppressing cell death signal. So in that setting, because of the high survival signal coming from HER2, the cells are inherently resistant to chemotherapy because there's a strong survival signal there.
So chemotherapy is part of the equation here too.
Right. So if you give Herceptin, that trastuzumab there, then what will happen is that that survival signal goes away, then this strong c-myc will induce cell death, especially with combination with chemotherapy, will cause a massive cell suicide.
That's interesting. You know, it's always been this question about how much of the effect of trastuzumab is synergy with chemotherapy as opposed, you know, we know as a single agent it has significant activity. Does your model make sense in terms of the effect of Herceptin without chemo?
So there are two possibilities to interpret this data. One is that the Herceptin obviously has immune-related cell death too. So the reason that c-myc negative patients also gain some benefit from disease-free survival might be due to the fact that there is immune killing on top of the chemotherapy killing. The other possibility is that what Herceptin does in that setting is simple growth inhibition, not cell death. That's why actually if you look at the Kaplan-Meier plot in that setting, you have a continued failure even under Herceptin. Whereas if you look at c-myc amplified cohort, there's almost no failure after 2 years. So that tells me that the c-myc amplified patient, the mechanism of Herceptin there is mainly with chemotherapy, cell kills. There is actual apoptosis going on, whereas in the c-myc negative patient, what Herceptin does is simple growth inhibition. So that hypothesis then predicts that for c-myc positive patient, maybe you don't need to give Herceptin for 1 year. You just need to give it together with chemo. Whereas in c-myc negative patient, you have to give it forever, essentially.
Has anyone else looked at c-myc and trastuzumab?
I think there is a plan to look at it in the intergroup study as well as in the HERA study. But
how about the BCRG?
BCRG, I think eventually we'll look at
it. So no one's looked at it yet?
Not yet.
Do you think that these data are solid enough that the next study actually would incorporate it into it?
We are trying to, in the next trial design for the NSAVB trial for Herceptin, trastuzumab with bevacizumab, but it's still in the air. We are still waiting for the validation from intergroup study to happen.
Is there any way that this could be accelerated? And I guess I'm wondering specifically about the neoadjuvant setting. I know I've been talking to some of the clinicians in the NSABP, and I've heard that now there's discussion about trying to get a neoadjuvant study up and running for HER2 positive. Do you think that that's a setting where maybe you could get some answers quicker?
I think it's because possibility, but because the c-myc amplification is only in 30% of HER2-amplified patients, so the sample size is an issue.
Any guesses about in the c-myc-negative patients what would work, i.e., the things obviously that are being talked about right now are lapatinib and bevacizumab. Any guess as to which one of those strategies might make more sense in c-myc-negative patients?
That's a very difficult, tough question. There is both possibilities. So lapatinib, if you look at in vitro cell response, HER2-positive cells response to the drug in vitro, Herceptin doesn't induce apoptosis very well, whereas lapatinib does very, very well.
So what's the implication?
So the implication is that Herceptin, especially in the c-myc negative patient, might be simply causing G1 arrest, not apoptosis, whereas lapatinib might actually readily induce apoptosis, not dependent on c-myc.
In those c-myc negative patients, to you, does it make more sense to use both trastuzumab and lapatinib or just lapatinib?
That I don't know. It probably makes sense to add them both because there is still disease-free survival benefit with trastuzumab alone.